హరే కృష్ణ. ద మైండ్ మేక్స్ అస్ సీరియస్ అబౌట్ ద ఫ్రివలస్ అండ్ ఫ్రివలస్ అబౌట్ ద సీరియస్. వన్ ఆఫ్ ద కన్సిస్టెంట్ మెసేజెస్ ఆఫ్ ద భగవద్గీత ఇస్ దాట్ వీ నీడ్ టు గార్డ్ అగేన్స్ట్ అవర్ మైండ్. 6.5 ద భవిత సేస్ దాట్ ఉద్ధరేదాత్మనాత్మానం నాత్మానం అవసాదయేత్ ఆత్మైవ యాత్మనో బంధుర్ ఆత్మైవ రిపురాత్మనః. Elevate oneself with the mind. Don't degrade oneself with the mind. The mind is the friend of the self and the mind is the enemy of the self also. So, one way the mind degrades us is by misdirecting our energy. The mind makes us serious about the frivolous. Frivolous means that which is not very important. That which is just for fun or entertainment or just for some time pass. This can have a part in life. But they don't have to be the most important part of the life. So for example, now, the sports as a form of recreation, sports as a form of exercise, that is fine. But sports for many people is an obsession. And they're not playing sports, they're watching sports. So spectator sports in which people become maniac. So people become, the mind makes them serious about the frivolous. Sometimes people take the loss of a match of their favorite team so seriously that they may break their TVs. Sometimes if people riot against the opponent team's fans, or sometimes people, if their favorite team loses, they even commit suicide. So it's terrible. So what has happened over here is that which is frivolous, the mind by its misdirection makes us serious about it. And conversely, our energy is always finite. So if we become serious about some things, we cannot be serious about other things. So the mind makes us frivolous about the serious. That means things which are important for us, we just start taking them casually. We start taking them nonchalantly. Say a student has an exam the next day. And then there is a cricket match. So, the previous night, the student thinks that, okay, let me watch the match. And let's see, whatever happens in the exam, I'll take care of that. So basically, the student is not thinking calmly, thinking seriously about the exam. A student takes the exam frivolously. And in that way, the student could, student who could have prepared well and could have done well in the exam ends up doing disastrously. So this is how the mind misdirects us. And this same principle of misdirection applies in our spiritual life also. There are many distractions in the spiritual path. And the mind makes us take those distractions very seriously. For example, we may be studying the Bhagavad Gita and suddenly some notification comes on our mobile. And that notification may be some social media, some notification which can be seen later also. But immediately we put aside the Gita and we start going over there. And in that way, we become serious about the frivolous. And what happens is the Bhagavad Gita, oh, we still click on one message and then one notification, then another, another, another. And we neglect the study of the Gita. And this way we become, the mind makes us frivolous about the serious. So, by recognizing this tendency of the mind, we can prepare ourselves. So, if we prepare ourselves using our intelligence to remember and to remind ourselves of what is of what importance. The mind will skew our sense of priority, but if we use our intelligence to consciously contemplate, this is very important for me. And not just asserting that it is important, contemplating why it is important for us. Reminding ourselves consciously about the reasons for its importance, then that will protect us from this perversion or misdirection of our energy that happens. And this itself can be done by disciplined study of scripture. Irrespective of how the mind feels, if we study the Bhagavad Gita regularly, then that will remind us of what truly matters in our life. It will remind us and reinforce our conviction about what is serious and what is frivolous. And then, by giving due energy to the serious, we can use our life productively and achieve satisfaction, fulfillment, do something worthwhile in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.